matter for Jake Moody next year?
You think he's just getting cut outright?
I think he's not going to be on the roster when they report for training camp next year.
Wow.
I mean, look, dude, like we could talk. He's been god awful.
You're shocked by that
third
one.
Third round pick? He's been god awful.
Oh, my God.
And I told you about the punter. I would have clipped the punter.
That's another one. Yeah. Presley Harvin.
I got rid of him.
Wisnowski?
Come on, dude. Guy's making M's, millions.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And I could pay my center that money. We need a better center.
Well, why pay your center that much money when you can pay your fullback?
The Niners let a punter and a kicker go this year between Presley Harvin and Anders Carlson that have been better for the most part than the ones they still have on the roster and are paying more money to.
Whose final two games in a Niner uniform is it? Let me give you guys. I'll ask you guys. I'll start rat-a-tatting some names. Jake Brendel, likelihood that he's back with the Niners. Not a starter, just back with the Niners.
For the price point, maybe.
50-50? What do you think?
50-50? The thing with offensive linemen, and Shanahan spoke with Tim Kawakami this offseason, unless they're a bona fide Hall of Famer caliber, like I know they're going to be an all-pro. Like, let's say he was like Joe Alt, for example, this year. Unless I'm getting a Joe Alt, I'm not drafting offensive linemen in the first round. That's what Kyle Shanahan said. So if he's using that approach, maybe if the center class is like deep this year, I haven't got my Brian Baldinger, my Daniel Jeremiah on for centers in this upcoming draft. Unless there's one that they're going to be bona fide in the third or fourth, fifth round, he's going to retain these guys because of the price point.
Well, but here's what, like my pushback to that, be like, you took a skill position guy and he was buried fourth on the depth chart before the season even started.
They love
on a team that doesn't throw.
But he always drafts the skill position guys in the third, fourth. Well, so that's what I'm saying. No, I don't know.
But for example, right now I believe they have about the 10th pick. This kid, Genty from Boise State, is a superstar running back. Now, there's a lot of great running backs. The way the Niners want to run the ball, I know it sounds completely insane because you're spending all this money on Christian McCaffrey. Are we sure running back isn't a need for this team?
Ashton Genty. That sounds
Niners made a good position to add him. So you think about how...
Well, I know it sounds insane.
That's a luxury pick.
But hear me out. Here's the hard part. A... Shanahan only hands the ball to one guy at any time. He never does the dual running back thing. It's always outside of Atlanta. It's always like, nope, I'm going with this guy for until he falls on his face. Whether it's Jeff Wilson Jr., Raheem Mostert, Breida, whatever, to CMC. Like he goes with the one guy. So drafting a guy would tell me that he knows like CMC is like not for long. But like I told you, if you can run the ball in the NFL, like those teams seem to do well. But I would invest in the offensive line. That's where, just today. So I threw that out at you.
Well, if you're paying Brock Purdy, which we all are under the assumption they're going to do, the first and foremost, you got to protect Brock. Like, it's really that simple.
I know.
So, yes, you go offensive lineman, you go that heavy, then you go defensive lineman. Who the hell is stepping up outside of, like, great, Yetur Gross-Matos has had some games here that don't mean anything. Leonard Floyd has a double-digit sack season that doesn't, like, the quietest double-digit sack season of my lifetime is going to be Leonard Floyd this year at the San Francisco 49ers. Could not care less. See you later. Honestly, you should probably just cut him right now, and he can go help a contender for this upcoming year.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, I need someone, and now there's rumors, oh, Joey Bosa. Do you want to get Joey Bosa? I would stay the hell away from Joey Bosa, because you know what you're getting next year? Not one Bosa bro being hurt for a couple games. Two of them.
They said that the Bosas might pitch the NFL to switch the new number allocations. You didn't hear about this? They want to go alphanumeric, right? So kind of like a license plate. And they want both of their jerseys to say IR1, IR2.
That's
a joke.
That's a four.
That's a joke.
That's a four.
That's a joke.
That's a four.
Is Bosa on this team next year?
Yes. What?
I'm just asking.
Yes. What? That's a one right there.
What about Deebo Samuel?
I don't know. That's a
50-50?
That's a I don't know, dog.
60-40?
That's a
75-25?
That's a 50-50 for me.
50-50, okay.
But maybe 60-40 because I don't know what I'm getting from IU.
That's
the biggest question part. Yeah, he's going to be back. But there was also more damage than just that ACL in there. There was MCL. They had to clean it up.
That's why I think Debo's back.
Oh, okay.
Debo's coming back. If I had to put the number on it, I think 80% Deebo comes back.
And then when you get to, the quarterback's back, and then the offensive lineman, like Aaron Banks, right? They got to pay.
So he's an unrestricted free agent. Okay. It sounds like he wants to move on.
And he's going to move on, and they're going to go draft another guy or whatever.
They keep talking up Feliciano. Well, if Feliciano didn't get hurt this year, and it's like, oh, boy.
Well, that's a guy that's also older, who has a lot of wear and tear on him.
His
who has
most injuries. Action in the last 2 years has been online.
Is going at after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going at, you know, like, just
yeah,
that guy. He's a knucklehead.
How about Drake
too.
Greenlaw? Has he come back?
You need him back. Like, but that scares me.
I
am going to be like, that's one where
need.
That's a huge need right now. What's the free agent list looking like with linebacker? Maybe we can get into that after the season's over, getting more into the draft. Like, that is, of anyone else, they've, and Christian McCaffrey's a huge, you've missed him. Drake Greenlaw, you've missed him. You can make the argument more than anyone. Just, you saw in that first half against the Los Angeles Rams alone on Thursday Night Football, Joe Shasky, how much he meant to that defense.
I know.
He was everywhere. And since the Super Bowl, losing Drake Greenlaw when he ran up on the field, they haven't been the same.
Not even close.
They just have not been the same.
Attitude.
As soon as he left that Super Bowl,
yeah.
What happened? Travis Kelce just ran amok.
Destroyed
them.
They've lost all their intensity and speed.
All their confidence.
Yeah.
What about
Talanoa Hufanga?
That's an interesting one.
Because they lost a lot when he got hurt too.
Yes. Because
I kind of put those two in the same bucket. Like, health. I have a lot of questions on both of them.
But he's been playing better lately, yeah. I feel like. And you feel that you've seen that edge with him a lot more. The club's been there. So, like, he dropped that one against the Rams too. It's a tough play. He's playing with the club on. But he does bring an element of unpredictability that this 49ers offense, which has been which has been very predictable, they were lacking for most of the season. Him, Drake Greenlaw, that sense of what the hell are they going to do? Gambling, if you will. They need a gambler on that defense because they've just been so damn vanilla at times, right?
What about Javon Hargrave? You think he's done?
Yeah, he's cooked.
You think he's done?
He's done.
Warner staying, obviously.
Javon Hargrave, did he make one play with the 49ers? Can you think of one play that he made in his tenure? It was a whiff.
No, actually, no. In the Detroit game, in the NFC Championship game, he made a couple of stuffs.
There you go.
I know, but like, it's few and far between.
Again.
What about Tre'Davious Ward? Feels like he's...
Yeah, he's gone, which is unfortunate because I'm going to remember him as a very good 49er. He was an all-pro.
He was an all-pro. It's just the poor guy.
Unfortunate circumstances, and he's probably going to be done for the year. I guess he's going through something else that's personal. They didn't say it was bad news. I don't know what that means.
No, they said that. I had saw something where the birth of his son.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Like, but I don't want to.
Correct.
So that's just what I saw.
There's a lot. I mean, talk about
team.
Just getting that whirlwind of emotions right there. If that's another birthday, he's going. Oh my God, I just could not even think of it. If that is the case, congratulations. Hopefully, all the best health wise for them, the family, everything. But yeah, the price point's not going to be there for him.
I got three more names, and I'll go least to most important in terms of the money. In the terms of the money they've allocated, what do you do with Jordan Mason?
Sam and I talked about that last week. I think you need to bring him back,
running back.
You say that, but he was the best running back in football.
Hurt right away. I think the question with Mason is not just does he come back, but does he want to come back? Because think of the season he's had. I mean, he was the leading rusher in the league before McCaffrey came back. So he kind of proved this year, I could be a one. So is he going to be looking around to go somewhere where he could be a feature back, or does he want to come back here and get, you know, a handful of carries behind McCaffrey?
Let me give you the team that I think should be targeting him. He's a perfect Kansas City Chief.
Yeah. They got Pacheco still in a rookie deal,
but
I want to say.
They love those bowling ball kind of running backs.
They drafted Carson Steele, who kind of hasn't really panned out as much.
And they don't need a legit top-tier running back in that offense.
No, they don't. But again, I'm very interested to see how the quarterback or the running back market plays out this year.
After Derrick Henry and Saquon and
Josh
CMC
Jacobs,
the last couple years.
Right? Yeah,
Josh Jacobs, great example.
Yeah, you're just seeing all that. Is it going to the pendulum going to swing back to, you know, maybe paying a little bit more, just seeing what running backs did this past season for these playoff teams.
Is this Juice's last two games?
I mean, they redid his contract, right? Because he wanted to stay here. I don't know. Like, what's the fullback market's just so dry at this point.
And he wasn't happy about that either.
He wasn't, but who's paying him? Like, that's the thing. Like, who are you going to go out and play?
30% of the snaps.
Like, that's what I'm saying, too. Like, sure, like, I'm not losing any sleep over Kyle Juszczyk. I know he's been important, but that's another one of those things. And to your point, we're just jumping back real quick. They drafted Isaac Rendo, so he's probably the heir apparent. So Jordan Mason's probably gone.
You would think.
I would just have a hard time, just given what I've seen this year.
No, I like him.
I would try to keep Jordan Mason if I could, if the price was right. R.I.P. Bob Barker.
I am convinced one of the biggest missteps was not finding a way to use him last year.
Yeah.
So that you could take a little wear and tear off of CMC.
Yeah.
But also, they could have used a physical between the tackles running back in that Super Bowl game. Yeah. Just for a couple carries.
No, it's a good point.
And then last one. This is the big one. A, does he retire, Trent Williams? B, if he doesn't retire, do you shop him? Do you want him back? Like, where are you at on Trent Williams?
It's a great question. By the way, do we know he's been placed on IR?
He's not going to play the last two
weeks. He's done, right? For
sure.
That's
my understanding.
Okay.
It's a great, right? Because you can, I think
it's a very difficult conversation. I'm not saying this, you know, this radio, Spadoni speak. No, I'm doing it for the effect because he is a Hall of Famer. I think you keep Trent Williams because of the money you're allocating to Brock Purdy. You're going to need to protect him. I still trust him. Jaylon Moore is a backup as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
He has shown promise, but he is a backup at this point.
And gotten hurt in his short stints.
Correct. Trent Williams, prior to the season, has been very durable. He's been a very durable for the San Francisco 49ers. He has gone through a tragedy. I don't know how much of this has to do with the actual ankle or his mental health. I know he's been, he's had the knee, he's had the whatever, the walker,
scooter.
The scooter thing, whatever. Yeah. I'm trying to find the word for it. Thank you. He's had the scooter. So that's baked into that. Maybe they've told him, just don't rush back. Take your time. But it's as much as on him as it is the San Francisco 49ers, to your point, Joe Shasky, to think about the future. And do you want to, if there is a left tackle that is draftable here in the first 10, 12 picks, because that's where the 49ers are going to be drafting, do I consider doing that? And if that's the case, do I trade Trent to a team that feels like they're a left tackle away? And do I get a second or a third round pick for him, right?
Or a linebacker.
Or a linebacker. Do I trade?
Just hypothetically.
No,
you know
it's
what I mean?
A good point. Brian Baldinger, again, joined Lubman and joined Jake Hutcherson last week and talked about this very conversation.
If you said to me right now, we're going to get 14 starts out of Sam, out of Trent. If we're going to get 14 starts, because there's going to be some nicks and things that happen when you're that age, I'd sign up for the 14 starts and take them. Like, I would take what he gives you in those 14 starts, I would take that. Now, he's been, like, this is a little unusual for Trent since he's been in San Francisco, this amount of time that he's missed. He's had other ankle injuries and things. Every injury is a little bit different. But if I knew right now that I could get 14 starts from Trent, I would take it.
Don't know how you can know that.
Right? Well, that's the thing. That's you'd have to use the, not this season, because this season maybe he just views his entire season as a one-off. If you're the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan, listen, it was a dumpster fire of a season. All this stuff happened. All this bleep happened. Yeah, Trent might have brought it a lot upon himself with the holdout. Ayuk, the same thing. He dealt with a tragedy later on. He dealt with it. Like, there's a lot baked into it. Maybe they just need a fresh start next season. You keep him. You see what you got. You build what you have. You shore up the offensive line through the draft. We shall see. By the way, you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. We're talking about offensive linemen. We're going to be joined by Lomas Brown, who is an offensive lineman for the Detroit Lions. A lot of Pro Bowls, an All-Pro player, and now an analyst for the Lions Radio Network. And can't wait to hear his thoughts on the game tonight. Obviously, Warriors taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. Tip-off at 7 o'clock. Coverage starts at 6 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game. Joe Shasky.
You know, there's so many reasons why the Niners are where they're at today. It's never one thing. Quarterback play hasn't been as good. The team around them hasn't been even close to as good. Guys are hurt all over. But if I was going to say, like, 2024, what's the most disappointing thing? Well, the most disappointing thing is you lost the Super Bowl.
Mm.
You know what number two one is?
It is a year in review right now. New Year's Eve tomorrow.
You know what number two is? Just, like, in general. The whole Bay Area. Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Just period. And well, I know people will say Brandon Ayuk.
Real quick, not just the Bay Area, the nation, because a lot of them draft him in fantasy. People will just, yeah.
Top five player in the sport.
Like me.
Yeah. Top five player in the sport. He was on quarterbacks included.
The cover of Madden. he's the cover athlete of Madden. Talking about Madden curse being in full effect. Good Lord.
If I told you you were going to get basically like three games out of McCaffrey and then he would hurt his knee again after bilateral tendonitis or whatever the hell it's called.
Bilateral Achilles tendonitis.
I mean, come on. I mean, seriously, you are going to go, like, you gave him a contract extension after he had a, let's call it what it is, a really down Super Bowl by his standards.
He fumbled on the opening drive. That felt like an omen Didn't it not feel like an omen for things? You were at the game. You're like, well, great, we fumbled.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And he had 200 rushing yards this year in four games. 200 rushing yards and zero touchdowns. How does that even, like, he was the best player in the sport, non-quarterback.
What's more frustrating, Chaska, is you kind of touched this a little while ago. How many times were you and I last year banging on the table saying you're running this guy too much into the ground? Like, that's the worst. What's even more disappointing about McCaffrey this year is, like, we kind of saw it coming, and this team kind of had a chance to maybe avoid this reality.
Well, there's no avoiding injuries, but what you do is you put a seatbelt in place. Because, like, look, accidents do happen, but you also have to put guardrails in place to protect the guys from themselves.
They did nothing really to ensure themselves for the future.
And to your guys' point, that specific injury, the bilateral Achilles tendonitis, is because of just that, wear and tear.
It's
touches. That's all it is. It's not like it was a freak ACL or an MCL or a broken bone or all that. No, that condition is literally because of wear and tear. We're seeing it with Stephen Curry.
Yes.
That condition, his knee tendonitis, his bilateral knee tendonitis. When it's bilateral, it's in both. That's what that means. Shout out words. That's because of wear and tear. That's because Stephen Curry's been doing this for his entire life. He's been playing, Chris McCaffrey has been playing sports his entire life. Like, that happens, especially at that position in running backs. And yes, there are exceptions. Yes, Derrick Henry is a physical freak.
He's the LeBron.
Yes.
Whatever the equivalent of LeBron is in terms of his physical.
He is unique.
Problem.
Guys like that. I think of a guy like Marcus.
Rare.
I think of a guy like Marcus Allen, who his game wasn't fully predicated on speed.
Nolan Ryan is rare.
Right? Those guys are rare. So, yeah, that bringing him back scares the hell out of me.
Tom Brady being as good as he was, as late as he was, is rare.
Very rare.
You know what I mean?
And like, he was as slow as molasses, but his game wasn't predicated on speed, but it was that those
precision.
But he was also sneaky still in the pocket. His quick set.
He was
movement.
Pliable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't even know. Is it pliability? I don't know what the
sure,
word.
Sure. He does a lot of like the calisthenics, the stretching, and all that sort of stuff. But he was very shifty in the pocket when he needed to be. What he hung his hat on was IQ and his feel in the pocket of being able to slide or step up at the right times. And right now we're seeing that, bringing it back to the quarterback as we're talking about the running backs and Brock Purdy. That's the next step in his evolution, is standing in that pocket still, because I saw a lot of that last year. I was like, wow, he can stand in that pocket, take punishment, and deliver. I feel like he's a lot more skittish this season because of that lack of trust, as we're bringing it back to everything in that offensive line. That's why I need to bring back Trent Williams. I need to figure out what's going on with my right tackle, Colt McKivitz. He stinks. Let's just be honest. He's just not good. In today's game, like we're facing tonight, if I'm a Niners fan, we're facing the Detroit Lions offensive line. That's just stacked. Stacked.
Oh, they're
like really that. That's what I'm looking at right now. When they got Amon-Ra St. Brown, they got Jameson Williams, they got Sam Laporta, who's been kind of Scam Laporta if you've had him in fantasy this year. But you got Penei Sewell. You got all these guys along the offensive line. And Jared Goff, he's going to rip it tonight because of that. He feels confident because of that offensive line.
I keep going back to like August and all our predictions and everything. Brock Purdy threw 31 touchdowns and 11 picks last year. Only was sacked 28 times and threw for 4,300 yards. This year, he's almost 1,000 yards less. He's only got 17 touchdowns and 10 interceptions with 7 fumbles. 7. If I would have said these stats in August, you'd have said there's just no way. Even a down year for Brock wouldn't look like this.
You know what's funny? And he won the MVP last year, but the amount of people before the season, if we pulled it, and he might win the MVP again this year, the amount of people before the season started, if you just put out a poll question, Brock Purdy, Lamar Jackson for San Francisco 49ers quarterback.
Is it a local poll?
Yes, it's a local poll, but that just goes to the fan base and how they shifts.
Yeah, no,
it would have been 70 or 80-20, 70-30 in favor of Brock Purdy. Do that now, it's not even close. Oh, Lamar Jackson.
Like 90-10.
That'd be 3-time MVP. I mean, by the way, real quick, and we're going to get to 60 seconds of Celebrini here.
17 touchdowns.
It's unbelievable.
That's
because
the Alex Smith zone, the Daniel Jones zone.
We were comparing those two quarterbacks last year because they were the top two MVP candidates. And just one of them just looks like a tier above, and that's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Lamar's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yes. It's unbelievable. And it's okay that Brock Purdy's not on that level, but he needs help everywhere else. And right now,